Thank you for calling us support. My name is Ricky Harry today.
Okay.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
43224.
44. You said 43224?
Yes.
First and last name?
Jeanette Andricks.
I'm sorry?
Jeanette Andricks.
You said Jeanette Anderson?
Andricks.
Can you spell out that first and last name for me, ma'am?
J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E A-N-D-R-I-X.
Okay, can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
1308 Fowler Drive.
One moment. Okay, 1 minute to load now. Okay, just built. Okay, I see that you did order the tactical bag warranty bundle, and how may I help you today?
Okay, why am I getting, I've had two charges of over $56. What is that in regards to?
$56.95 buys you a $125 voucher to our online store. It's a discount membership fee.
I never signed up for that. I got the bag and that was it. I didn't do this other stuff.
So when you click the box saying that you were 18 and older and that you read the terms and conditions, you then let us know that you read the terms and conditions, you understood that you agreed to them. It was actually listed in the terms and conditions, ma'am. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything about that. And if it would have, then I would not have done it.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. It was stated online in terms of conditions. I'm sorry. So you are on the subscription. Well, it is a monthly charge, ma'am, until you call into cancel.
Well, I tried calling in the first time it happened, and nothing was done.
Okay, so anytime you call in, regardless of what you're calling about, the system automatically does know, say, the account and it's not that you call in. It's not any information on the account then that you called in to cancel.
I did, because I contacted my bank asking what it was about because they gave me the phone number and I called.
Okay, you did say that you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them, ma'am?
I was calling to find out what was about. They gave me a phone number to call. They said the only information they had is the phone number, which is what I called then.
So there's not a disputing process, correct?
Pardon?
There's not a disputing process, correct?
Because they gave me the phone number to call the company, to call whoever, which I guess is you guys, and I called back then.
Okay, so there's not a disputing process with your bank, ma'am?
No, because they gave me a phone number to call to find out what it's about,
I did
that before, and nothing was done because I got charged again for it.
Okay, so what I can do for you as a courtesy is issue out a 35% refund back for the $56.95. Will that work for you?
No, I want the full amount for both of them.
Okay, so I can meet you halfway and give you a 50% refund back for the charge in May. Will that work for you?
No, I want the full amount.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold one moment. Okay, thanks for being so patient to hold for me. I did go out to speak to my supervisor. She did say that I can go out and offer you a 75% refund. Would that work for you? For the most recent charge? Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold.
I want the 100%. for both.
Okay. So
charges.
I'm only able to assist you about one charge, ma'am. I did go ahead and get you refunded for the most recent charge, which is $56.95 for the 25th of May. It will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business. Your cancellation is effective immediately. You won't receive any more charge or anything else. Is there anything else I could do for you here today, ma'am?
I want the money back
okay,
for
so
last
let me place
month.
You in a brief hold one moment. I have to go get you over to my supervisor about any other charge. I'm only able to assist you about one. Thank you for being so patient. Hold it from getting you right up to my supervisor now.